Okay, guys, I want to clarify about the big surprise, because everybody's been giving me shit about this all day because nothing happened. So here goes, okay? I did have a big surprise. But when I gave the order to detonate, they told me we had no nuclear scientists anymore. They're all dead. So I said, you know what? Bring me the freaking bomb. I will detonate that bitch myself. They said, sir, there is no bomb. So I said, what do you mean there is no bomb? And they said, no bomb, sir. We just heard this and say we had one, so we all thought we had one. But we don't have shit. And then the morning came, and I was all depressed and shit. So that's what happened. Okay, guys.
Well, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. We're going to be going over everything that's going on over inside of Iran today. I know a lot of you guys are excited about it. I know you guys are wanting to hear about what's going on. It is a fact. This is not a clickbait title. Trump has approved the strike plans for Iran. The only catch is he hasn't decided whether or not he actually wants to strike for dough. And it seems to be the sticking point where everybody's going to end up going in there. Look, we're not playing this pants check game tonight. That's just not going to happen. I am wearing pants tonight. That I promise you. I might look a little bit more relaxed. I might have a little bit more sun on my shoulders. But ladies and gentlemen, it has been beautiful. And I'm going to enjoy every single aspect of it that I can. Now, there is, I don't want to say this, a lot of confusion going on. And I mean a lot of confusion that's going on because there's stuff like this that's floating around. This isn't real, by the way. It's just funny. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it yet. You want to take a look at it before we actually start talking serious here. This is, how do you want to say, satire. We're going to go ahead and call this satire. This is not real. This did not get put out, but it is funny. And part of me really wishes that it did, because dear God, I would freaking die laughing at that if that actually did in fact come out. Now, if we want to talk about something absolutely serious over right outside of Tehran, the Mossad infantry base was discovered by Basij, allegedly. More, it says, and this is what ends up getting put up with it. I have not verified this. I just want to let you guys know, right, that over 400 Iranian nationals, right, were headquartered in an underground tunnel. More than 400 citizens were present inside of the headquarters, which was located under the cover of a workshop a short distance from the IRGC's General Command Center. So, looks like Iran has actually been on the hunt for Mossad over outside of Tehran. And I'm going to show you guys this video. And again, I haven't verified it, but truthfully, it kind of looks like it might be a thing if they actually did pack up and roll out. I want you guys to be able to take a look at this. See it? This came out just a little bit ago. I just got my eyes on this sucker, so I haven't been able to do enough research on it. That's what I'm going to tell you guys. I found this about 30 minutes ago. Cycle King just giving out $2 for the gun show, allegedly. Sun's out, guns out, bro. And as you guys can see here, them rolling through these tunnels. And the crazy part, again, about it being right next over to the IRGC headquarters. So, yeah, I don't know how else to say that. This is just absolutely freaking amazing that this actually existed. Now, this likely was some sort of tunnel systems, tunnel complex. If this is actually true, that could have already been in place. Now, I don't believe, personally, that this is the Mossad headquarters. I really, really don't. When you start taking a look at where it's at and everything that's going on in there, it really doesn't look like a Mossad headquarters. You can see the construction underway and all the other crap. This looks like an abandoned facility, maybe, that Iran had at some point in time. And up above it is where Mossad decided to set up shop. That could be a very good possibility. Why? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. James Davis coming in, gifting out 20, telling me to keep my pants on. Thank you very much, James. I couldn't tell you how much more I appreciate that. Jacob Nader just says, like and subscribe. Thank you very much. And Lacey becoming a true supporter. Good to have you in the house, man. Really appreciate that. Yeah, as far as this goes about being the Mossad headquarters, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I'm going to go with unverifiable and likely propaganda just by looking at the amount of destruction that's done to that tunnel system. To me, it looks like it recently got bombed. It doesn't look like something that Mossad would be set up in. And if they were set up in there, you bet your freaking hiney. You bet your absolute hiney that Israel would know where they're located, and they wouldn't be dropping freaking bombs right up on top of it, right? Like, tell me about it. Now, Trump, talking to reporters over at the White House today, was being pressed pretty hard about whether or not we are going to end up striking for dough.
Have you been answered questions about whether you are moving closer, or you believe the U.S. is moving closer to striking Iranian nuclear facilities? Where's your mindset on that?
I can't say that, right? You don't seriously think I'm going to answer that question. Will you strike the Iranian nuclear component? And what time exactly, sir? Sir, would you strike it? Would you please inform us so we can be there and watch? I mean, you don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do. I can tell you this, that Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate. And I said, why didn't you negotiate with me before all this death and destruction? Why didn't you negotiate? I said to the people, why didn't you negotiate with me 2 weeks ago? You could have done fine. You would have had a country. It's.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Nate Vance is in the house. I see you guys talking about it over in the comments section. Nate and I actually had a really long conversation today about some pretty cool stuff. But also want to throw this out there. If you guys didn't catch this morning members only live session, and I know we got a couple of true supporters that just signed up, should probably go over there and check out that members only live session, because Nate Vance actually dropped in the Discord server and him and I had a really good conversation about what a strike on Fordow would look like if the U.S. was going to be involved, what regime change would look like over inside of Iran, which we're going to be going over a little bit today, because there's newer signs of a regime change, like regime change happening over in Iran. There is a lot of, I'll tell you what, just wait and see for what I've got coming up here for you in just a little bit. Trump again was asked, dear God, with the message notifications, mother of all lords, baby. All right, so Trump, again, ended up getting asked about Fordow inside of a press briefing later on this evening. Later this afternoon, Trump called a press briefing over in the White House and just basically started inviting reporters up in the Oval Office to take questions. This is one of the ones that came out directly related to exactly what we're talking about.
The destruction or the dismantling of the Fordow Nuclear Enrichment Center, is that a prerequisite for a deal? Is that a red line for you?
No, it's just something that people talk about having. We're the only ones that have the capability to do it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it at all. Yeah, we have the best military equipment in the world. You see that with this fight. We have planes that are undetectable, flying around like, you know, nobody's able to see them stealth. You guys want to be stealthy tonight, you know, you can be stealth, you'll never lose, right? But these are incredible planes and weapons. We have the best weapons in the world. By far, nobody close, and certain countries take advantage of that. Israel has incredible weaponry, so we'll see what happens. I've been asked about it by everybody, but I haven't made a decision.
The destruction.
Now, what I find really interesting about that interview with, like, you know, with Trump talking right there, asked about whether or not we're going to hit Fordow and what we're going to do about it. He didn't specify the weapon system. He just said that he was told that, yeah, we're capable of taking that out if we want. And I don't think he's lying. And that is exactly what Nate and I went over in this morning's members only live session. Why? Because there's a ton of different possibilities that would basically knock that sucker out. And yeah, the 30,000 pound mop mother, massive ordnance freaking penetrator, that sucker. Yeah, absolutely could, you know, very possibly get it done. And if it doesn't, we do have backup options in place. But I think, honestly, what Trump might be waiting on, and you're going to see why here in a little bit, it very well could be what's taking place over inside of Iran. He also got pressed about Russia today over at the White House, which I found very interesting. A lot of people say that, you know, he's just sucking Putin off and everything. Basically, that he's Tucker Carlson, but he's not. Give this a listen.
Well, Russia, Ukraine is so stupid. Would have never happened if I was president. You guys agree with that, right? Would have never happened if I was president. Putin would have never done it. And I spoke to him yesterday and I said, you know, he actually offered to help mediate. I said, do me a favor. Mediate your own. Let's mediate Russia first, okay? I said, Vladimir, let's mediate Russia first. You can worry about this later. But I think that's going to work out too, but it's so many people have been killed. The big thing with that one is far more people are dead than have been reported. In the Ukraine, Russia, many, many more people. A building falls down, they say nobody was hurt, you know, so ridiculous.
Yeah, and like just speaking of like random stuff where it's just, you know what, let me show you guys this. Nate ended up sending me this today from one of his buddies that was over inside of Ukraine. I'm gonna have to open up something real quick in order to put this up on the screen, but you guys are gonna be freaking shocked when I actually play this, because this came directly out of Kiev not that long ago. Hold on, let me get this video up. Oh, stop. I almost don't even want to play it because of this. But here we go.
Shit,
let me get it up,
dude.
There.
Oh,
oh, dear God. I made this mistake before. I forget that Signal doesn't let me play video, so I got to download it and then put it up. You guys won't be able to see it. You know where I can find it, though? You know what? I take that back. I know exactly where I can pull that from, because Nate ended up posting it earlier. So let me just go over to his profile and grab that sucker. He said he did it anyways. I said I was going to retweet it, which I wasn't going to lie. Just go ahead and freaking posting that sucker out. I want you guys to take a look at this. Russia has, I know we're focusing on Iran and everything else. Russia launched a massive, I don't even want a drone strike against Kiev. And it ended up taking out a lot of apartment complex, ended up killing a lot of people, including children. I saw one of the most heartbreaking videos actually come out of there of parents like crying over their freaking kids. Now, whether or not you give a shit about Ukraine, I don't really care. This video comes from one of his friends that was on the ground over inside of Kiev, not at a military installation, not like out on the streets wearing a uniform, not large formation of troops, just literally inside of what I believe is an apartment building.
Shit, dude. Oh, shit. You good? Fuck, dude. Shit, dude. Oh, shit.
Now, Nate, I want you to reach out to your buddy for me and let him know that the entire world just saw his like nasty little catch socks that were sitting on the floor. Jaffo Actual coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships, along with D-Rock knocking out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. And is that what I think it says? S-Meet Knight or Smeet Knight coming in, gifting out 5 more. Dude, your guys' names, man, I don't even know. If your parents named you half the crap on this, like we had Harry Chungus and a couple of other things, IDF is also kicking off operations over inside Gaza, and they've been going really strong. And we've been focused a lot on what's going on with Iran, but I think it's important for people not to forget that's going on. This is just a really cool combat video that ended up coming out of there where they ended up eliminating some terrorists. It looked a little bit older to me. I attempted to fact check it, see if I could find like the older video that I thought was there, but I couldn't. So this may very well be a new video coming out of the combat taking place over inside Gaza.
זה הגופה של המחבל הראשון, זאת הגופה של המחבל השני, סך הכל שתי מחבלים הרוגים.
So, I mean, obviously things are heated up. There was a rumor of the IDF just basically blowing the crap out of a bunch of Palestinians today over inside Gaza, but that's not really what ended up happening. Now, what did end up happening today is I want to show you guys this, is Iran ended up launching for the first time one of its biggest ballistic missiles, all right? And I mean, this thing is freaking massive. I'm trying to remember like the size of the warhead on this, but I believe I have it coming up here in just a sec. So give me a sec. This is that sucker that's being showcased right here. And I can't deal with like the crazy Iranian music and all the other crap. Essentially, this thing is, I mean, it's a medium range ballistic missile, but it's right on the verge of like jumping into that long range ballistic missile category. But they ended up firing this one along with a second one over Israel today, and luckily both of these suckers ended up getting intercepted. Ron Reardon coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, Ron, greatly appreciate it. Now, with that being said, I ended up doing the research on where, like, number one, how many ballistic missiles Iran has actually launched at Israel. Dug through a couple different media sources and ultimately ended up bouncing it off Institute of Study of War as well, and ended up coming up with about 400 on the high-end ballistic missiles so far have been fired by Iran over at Israel. Now, out of those 400 ballistic missiles, based off all the videos and everything that I've shown you about all the freaking munitions and stuff slamming in to Tel Aviv, into Haifa, Jerusalem, and everywhere else, you'll never guess how many actually struck Israel. 40. 90% of the munitions shot by Iran so far have been intercepted by Israeli air defense systems. Now, you got to also understand that out of that 90% that ended up getting intercepted and the 10% that made it through, those aerial defense assets also do their best to figure out whether or not they're going to be a harm to the civilian population or not, and end up just not shooting anything out whatsoever and allowing them to fall through. So likely that percentage of actual like direct threats towards Israeli territory you know, not really all of that high. But what is that high is if they end up having, how do I want to say this? A nuclear warhead attached to them. 40 nukes falling on Israel is a pretty damn big deal. And so if you take it back to a couple days ago when I was telling you guys, like my major concern is that Iran could possibly have a nuke. At this point in time, I don't think they do, because if they did, they likely would have launched it by now. What they did launch in the ballistic missile that I was trying to think of, it is the Sigil ballistic missile. It is a two-stage medium-range ballistic missile. The stats on this thing are absolutely insane. I believe I end up having it come up here in a little bit, but this thing like lit up the skies over there today. They had people watching them from over in Iraq, like Chinese citizens and all sorts of people. But check out the actual signature on this thing when it's flying up into the sky.
نمیدونیم چیه.
Look at that.
Awesome. این چیه اصلا داره اینجوری میره بالا؟
So this Sigil ballistic missile, and believe me, I have more videos that are coming up in a second. It's got a 2,500 kilometer range. It uses solid fuel propellant. It's got a warhead that starts off at 500 kilograms, but can go up to 1,500 kilograms. Typically, it's coming in right around a 700 kilogram warhead. Multiply that by 2.2 to get your poundage. That is freaking massive, all right? So that is a huge freaking payload. It has a length of about 18 meters, and it is a solid 1 meter across, which is freaking nuts. The other ballistic missile that I'm about to show you guys that they ended up firing today, give me 1 second here. What did I do with it? Where did it go? I lost it in my notes. Oh, I can't pronounce that sucker. It's the Khaibar. And the Khaibar, again, is about 13 meters long, 1.5 meters in diameter, and comes in weighing at about 20 tons. That blew my mind. It uses hypergolic liquid fuel. And for those of you guys that don't know hypergolic, it's like two things that you end up mixing together. It's got a violent reaction, ends up setting it off like that. That sucker carries a 1.5-ton warhead for over 2,000 kilometers. And I'm not sure which one you are looking at on this video, but those are the two massive ballistic missiles that Iran ended up firing at Israel today. I've got more footage, like I said, of these suckers going up in the sky. And you take a look at some of these images and the amount of crap that's being displaced and being shot off. And it is very lucky that Israel actually ended up intercepting it. Now, it is said, all right, that it was actually the U.S. systems that actually went in and intercepted these things that are over inside Israel. A lot of people don't even realize that we still currently have U.S. service members stationed over in Israel with aerial defense assets. John Wilson coming in, gifting out a fat, holy freaking crap, man, 50 Speak the Truth memberships. Johnny, I haven't, dang, brother, holy freaking cow. Apex Chaos coming in with $199 says, Trump got the hood ready to pop out for them. Patrick Pruitt says, thank you for your service, continued contributions, and the tickets to weapons of mass destruction. Duty first. Dude, I greatly appreciate that comment, and I appreciate everything that you guys do for me in this just weird-ass time that we're living. It just blows my freaking mind, man. Absolutely blows my mind. Rob Reardon came in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Jaffo coming in with 777 says, like him or hate him, Trump has game. He must see a way through this, or we would have dropped warheads on foreheads already, or bombs away. You want to know my personal opinion on this? Like, truthfully, I think he knows exactly when he's going to strike, and I think he knows exactly what he's going to do as far as it comes to Fordo. But what he's going to be doing is he's just going to leave everybody guessing the same way that he did. We scheduled those freaking, additional talks for with Iran on a Sunday, and Israel ended up bombing the crap out of him on Friday. And we end up hearing that, yeah, Israel ended up keeping the U.S. like abreast of everything. And so the only conclusion that you can draw from that, and I believe the Ayatollah actually came out and stated it, was that, yeah, undoubtedly the U.S. was kind of in on that plan. Now, because of that, and you guys are going to see it here in a little bit, we are emptying out bases over inside the Middle East. But before we even bother taking a look at that, I got to finish showing you guys these dang ballistic missile launches, because these things are huge.
همه این بود این بهش کنم اتم دارد این
Just take a look at that thing, man. That's insane. Sky God coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships right on top of John Wilson's. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have it and you guys don't know how to accept gifts, go over, click on the little dollar sign down at the bottom, hit accept gifts, and you'll be able to get gifted a membership that way. I used to think that the there was an order of precedence that went through. I forget. Robin ended up telling me how it worked, and it was nothing of what we thought. I just call it random happenstance, whether or not you get one. But you guys are turning the chat green tonight, and I greatly appreciate every single one of you guys that's coming in, gifting out memberships, whether it's 1, 20, 50, 99. Dude, I don't care. You guys are freaking awesome, and I love this community. Now, I want you to take a look at this. When I told you that there is going to be a Israel's goal, and I believe even the United States' goal is for a regime change over in Iran. We started to see those effects actually coming out today over there. Iranian state TV ended up getting hacked. This story didn't really make that much news. It was on the radar for like half a second, and then everybody turned to Trump and was like, what the hell's going on? I want you guys to take a look at this. And if you actually stop and you guys play this back, and I'm going to blow it up big on your screen so you can see it, you can actually read the words in English that are going across the bottom of the screen. You redefine the meaning of women's freedom, their courage, and the free world's desire to live in peace and dignity.
خب اینا الان چجوری میخوای نشون بدی شبکه‌ای که
اونجا آرمش ایران میبینه
بالا سر آرمش این آن ببین حکومت در حکومت میتونی بزنی یک چیز آنتن صدا سیما نماهواره
دو بزنم
بزن دو
به خیابان ها بروید بعد آمد کرده
آنه
رو تونستان جمع کنم
سلام و درود
نه دیگه اون بالش چیزه شیره ننم تو چیه
Now, if you guys weren't able to see it as like everything was going on, I just left it up there and I shut my mouth because I wanted you guys to be able to see it. And you can zoom in on that screen and you can read it. But this like state media that ended up getting hacked, and it's not state media, but literally the freaking internet feed that's going in. And you can see like the Intelsat that it was coming across. And that's just like the satellite communication. Be kind of weird if it was Intelsat 1, wouldn't it? Anyways, yeah. If you guys were able to look at the screen and see everything that was like scrolling across the bottom, they were legitimately calling for the people to rise up and take over Iran. They were telling them that this is your time. This is your chance. Get up there, get it done, take care of it. It's freaking insane. Chris Newton says, keep it up, Matt. And Marion Petty gifting out a Speak the Truth membership as well. Got to give a shout out to D. Piercy. He's been a member of 4 months. And let's not forget Daniel Everett coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Tom Bone says, this is what history unfolding looks like. These conflicts will be talked about for generations to come. And Tom, I believe you are actually right. I think that we are actually about to see Iran getting overturned. Like, I it might not be a complete and total regime change, but I got a feeling the Ayatollah is done. And there were some really big strikes today that took place all the way up over it. Let me show you guys. Is it coming up yet? I don't know. Maybe I don't have it. You know what? Let's finish like the little TV portion. Because I got to finish talking about this little part before I get into it. All the way up in the northwest corner of Iran. Before I get into the TV portion, I'm going to tell you what I was about to say. All the way up in the northwest corner of Iran, over there is the, what is it? The IRGC's Air Force's headquarters. All right? In Mashhad. And Israel actually conducted some airstrikes over there, and that is far outside of the striking distance that I think they would have been capable of actually hitting, and I've got videos of that coming up in just a sec. But first, I want to show you this. This video actually, to me, has a little bit of meaning to it. Now, if they're hacking into Intelsat and putting out all sorts of crap over satellite, it is possible that they hacked in to the CCTV footage prior to the strike taking place. And when I say they, I mean Mossad, Israel, intelligence services, maybe it was the United States, I don't know, all right? And it ended up getting this video. That's a possibility. The other possibility is people in Iran actually took this footage and released it.
Allah Akbar. الله اکبر
الله اکبر
عدل ادامه بده ادامه بده
جمهوری اسلامیان و منطقه صدا و سیما
ادامه بده
آنچه که ملاحظه کردید تجاوز آشکار رژیم صهیونیستی به صدا و سیمای جمهوری اسلامی ایران است.
اما حملات رژیم صهیونیستی برای خاموش کردن صدای حقیقت همچنان ادامه دارد. حدود یک دقیقه بعد موشک دیگری به ساختمان خبر اصابت می کند. حدود ساعت 18:34 خانم امامی مجری شبکه خبر با دیگر عوامل از ساختمان خارج می شوند.
I can't believe it. I think I just saw in the comment section somebody that said that this is not true. What in the world are you basing that off of, dude? Like, do you really think that Israel set up an entire news station to just fake all of this crap? Is that what we think now? Is that what the world has come to? Like, you've got the evidence that's literally staring at you right in the face through your cell phone or TV screen. Maybe you need to go back to, like, doing whatever it was you were doing and just get the heck out of here. I don't know, man, but trolls, mods, you guys do you. I know you know what to do. There is reports of uprisings taking place across Iran. There's a video that ended up coming out today. I'll briefly put it up on the screen here for just a second. I'm gonna let you know that I didn't even give this two thoughts. I haven't verified it. I haven't even looked into it. I highly doubt, even though the interesting part to me is that there is Arabic writing, there's squiggly up on the buildings and things like that. But I haven't even gotten to the point where I want to zoom in, look at the police officers' uniforms, check out the patches, see what's taking place there, then go back, image search, and determine whether or not that crap's been on the internet. I just didn't have time for today, ladies and gentlemen. I strictly apologize to that. Yep. Here is an explosion that ended up coming out of eastern Tehran. Now, this video ended up coming out this morning, and it looks like the Parchin military complex that is linked to Israel's missile and nuclear programs got struck with a very big freaking blast today. Check this sucker out. Gucci the Pug says, I was hoping this would stop Shahids in Ukraine, but Russia has a factory. Just shame Z terrorists have... just a shame that the Z terrorists, i.e. the Russians, have committed every single war crime. Yeah, and people just want to ignore it, man. They could care less. You know, they're going to stand up and they're going to complain about some fake news coming out of Gaza, and they're quick to call that a genocide. They're quick to call those war crimes. But when Russia is over there doing the same shit to freaking Ukraine, nobody cares. Nobody. Why? Nobody's going over to Africa and complaining and launching large movements, protesting in the streets of the United States, burning buildings down, marching in the streets of New York today, for love of God. I can't make this up. People are marching in the streets of New York today, screaming, hands off Iran. Americans, they're stupid. We're talking about things that took place in my lifetime, killed my friends overseas. Dude, even in the last year and a half, U.S. service members have been killed by this regime. So why, oh, why are we sitting around pretending like they're our best friends and that it's mind-numbing to me, man. Like, I don't understand in an age of so much information how people could be so dumb. Holy cow. Lord Boosted J coming in. He says, checking in from the wild, wild west of Minnesota. It's good to have you in the house, Boosted J. I don't know if I've read your name in a while. I read so many names every single time throughout the stream. It's not even funny. Now, I did tell you that the strikes ended up taking place over at the Mashhad Air Force Base, right? Over up in like northeastern Iran. And we actually have some freaking imagery that ended up coming out from that as well. There you can see there was a plane. Now there's not a plane. There's a plane. Now there's not a plane. Now, interesting enough, too, it's not just the plane that disappeared. The reason I found this report to be at least decent credible is I want you to take a look at the concrete that goes in between where that huge black dot is and where that building is up and to the left. And what you're going to notice is a buttload of cracks that end up appearing on that, which is, generally speaking, something that AI just isn't going to do. And you can even see where these cracks start to follow down where it looks like they ended up laying the concrete, splitting on those little freaking lines that end up existing. That's pretty freaking wild. They ended up striking all the way out there. Now, I have no idea what that freaking plane was capable of carrying. This, you know, says that it's a Boeing 707 tanker. I have no idea, to be honest with you. I didn't go over and verify that either, but that's exactly kind of what it looks like.
LOL, plane, no plane. I can't even keep up with the chat tonight. You guys are just letting that chat rip, and I love you guys for it to freaking death. Absolute love you for it to death. This is the Maysami base in Karaj. Like, just check that out right there. Like, seriously, where's it at? That's freaking one hell of a shot. You can see the fluid stains. Yeah, no kidding, man. Jay Money, you've been a true supporter for 8 months. So glad to have you guys on board, man. This community always, like, it just never ceases to amaze me, the different, I don't know, just the amount of love and support that you guys have over here on this channel. I couldn't be more thankful that you guys are actually here and support everything that I do on a nightly basis. Like, I'm blessed, I'm humbled to be able to sit here on a daily basis and be able to bring this stuff to you guys. It's literally a dream. It's freaking great. I love you guys. I'm doing my absolute best to make sure it happens regardless of what life throws at us. Now, this is the Al Adid Air Force Base. Al Adid base over there. And I want you to take a look at this. This is a US base and it has been completely and totally emptied out. All right, completely and totally emptied out. You can see there where you've got like the bombers and all that other crap that's out there. I have personally walked across this sucker. I hate it. I wouldn't recommend going there. It's hot as balls. It sucks. Not a fan of it, but it is in a very strategic location. So I'm a little bit freaking shocked that we ended up pulling so much stuff out of there. But at the same time, the fact that we emptied this base out ought to tell you that we 1000% plan on striking Iran, or that we believe Iran is going to strike us. Now, if we believed Iran was going to strike us, I have no doubt if we had actionable intelligence, that's what was going to take place, that we would preemptively launch an attack. Jimmy James says, do you think people will turn on Iran before we have to drop stuff? No. I think the moment they get the word the US has entered the chat, then you're going to really start seeing that. I think you're seeing pockets of resistance that are, you know, in and around, but I still say that, like, my main trigger for that is whether or not the Ayatollah gets killed. If the Ayatollah is confirmed dead, I have a very big belief that the population of Iran is going to end up rising up. That, to me, is kind of that trigger point for everybody going out. Between that and the U.S. entering the chat, that is what I'm thinking. James Lewis coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. AP Payne in the house, ladies and gentlemen, coming in, gifting out 10. Haven't seen him in a while. And oh my goodness, dude, it's doing all sorts of weird stuff. I got a super chat for the gun show. Hugh Janus is in the house. Love those names, man. Danny Goland, the internet in Iran is not shut down, maybe internally, but there are over 2.6 million assets connected to the internet inside of Iran. That's very interesting. Could have got turned back on. I did see earlier that initially it was Iran had attempted to slow it down, and then there was reports that the internet had been shut off. It is possible, if that was a cyber attack, that they ended up being able to switch it back on. It is not good for Iran to have the internet shut off. I got asked earlier my opinion on why the internet inside of Iran would be shut off. Would it make sense if Israel would do it? And the answer is no, it would not make sense for Israel to do that, because they want to be able to push all sorts of information to the public over there. Having like free access, VPNs, all that other crap, helps those people out a little bit to understand what's going on. Mr. J904, becoming a true supporter. J Money, I appreciate you. Keep up the good work. Thank you, man. Oh, man. Let's get them bumper stickers up on the NFG with a QR code to the channel. That's a good freaking idea, Seth. We might have to do that. Ryan Likens, I saw a similar group protesting around the Twin Cities today about Iran. Losers didn't get enough last Saturday, apparently. Dude, they didn't. And I actually got like pictures and videos and stuff like that that I haven't released yet from the protest that I went to, that I absolutely want to make sure that I'm able to disclose to you guys. Talked about it this morning. Looks like Israel ended up getting a brand new shipment of interceptors in. It landed sometime last night here, like local time. And then we ended up having a bunch of strikes on rotary wing assets over inside of Iran today as well. Israel ended up releasing this footage showing them going around and just blasting crap across Iran. Now, I want you to remember, out of all of these videos, these are just from today of the stuff that I'm releasing to you, okay? And only 40 of the ballistic missiles that Iran has fired have actually struck Israel. This is the capability that they bring to the table. And this is just tiny little old Israel. This isn't the United States yet. Rob Bertram coming in, gifting out 10 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you. And Guy C becoming a true supporter. Good to have you, man. Thank you very much for joining. If you guys haven't yet, go back and watch the video that Nate and I ended up doing this morning on that members only live session. It's absolutely freaking phenomenal. It's got some really good information. Ends up talking you guys through a bunch of different possibilities. Very, very
I don't know, man. I love Nate's brain. He's just an intelligent guy. This is Hosseinabad, all right, over in northern Tehran. I want you guys to check this out. They've been striking the mountains over outside of Tehran for the last, like, I don't know, 36-ish or so hours, if my memory serves me correctly. Man, I got so much crap going on in the chat tonight. Guy C becoming a true supporter. Good to see you in there, Guy. And Michael Grabick becoming a true supporter as well. The Kraken says, sock check foo. You know the saying, higher the socks, the downer the fool. Yeah, am I putting off Cholo vibes tonight? Is that what I'm doing? Jaffo Actual says, will Israel allow China to keep flying into Iran? Look, I think the answer to that is yes. There is a dude, you know, I almost even brought this up tonight because I watched like just to see if there's something coming out of it. Fox News had like an 8-minute segment on these freaking flights going in and out of Iran from China, pretending like it's a massive conspiracy theory or that God forbid China actually fly these aircraft over there. You want my opinion on what those are? And Nate and I actually discussed that in the video as well. Those are likely diplomatic flights removing VIPs from Iran. There is not a snowball's chance in hell that if China was flying military aircraft over into Iran and they had any intelligence whatsoever that Iran was about to deliver some key like systems, that that freaking plane wouldn't be shot out of the sky the moment it ended up flicking its transponder off. Josh Earhart coming in, gifting a Speak the Truth membership. Good to have you. And J.A. becoming a true supporter. Thank you very much, sir. I do not think that China was up to anything nefarious over there. I think they were quite literally just pulling out their VIPs. Well, I take that back. I think undoubtedly they were doing some shady stuff, but do I think they went and offloaded a freaking nuclear weapon, a special component for ballistic missiles, anything like that? No, I really don't. I don't think that's what ended up taking place, and I think it's really obvious. Dude, even over inside of Lebanon, you had diplomatic flights landing not that long ago when Israel's busy bombing the crap out of them. MT coming in, he says, Atheist Republic, Iran dissident, many of his followers are fellow Christians because he is pretty friendly to us. More anti-Islam. Put out some good vids from dissidents inside of Iran today. That's interesting. Atheist Republic. All right, guys, go give that man a check out as soon as we get done over here. This is actually a warehouse over near Isfahan. Allegedly, this stuff ended up coming out earlier today. It looks like we were striking in and around Isfahan. Desert Marine wants you guys to know that he's ready to get back over there and go start kicking some freaking teeth in. And I truthfully don't blame him if he really wants to. It's funny that a lot of people think that the U.S. military is opposed to this. I watched a video that Maya sent to me earlier from, who was it, Candace Owens, that was basically telling people to, like, if you're in the U.S. military, just rise up and don't do it. You know, take your dishonorable discharge and all that other crap. Only problem is, Candace, I don't think she understands that if you get a dishonorable discharge, you might as well have a felony on your record. Not to mention you swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States and obey the lawful orders of the President of the United States and the officers appointed over you. And in this case, these would be lawful orders. And so you're a lying piece of shit and you don't plan on following them all because you have TDS. So yeah, Candace Owens and to her followers, if you guys want to disobey lawful orders, by all means, do it. Take your freaking dishonorable discharge. You basically look like a damn felon. Have a nice day. See you later. The Iranian police headquarters in Tehran was also struck earlier this morning. That's it. That's what you get. It's a really short video. I hope you guys saw it. I'm just kidding. Let's put that sucker back up on the screen. The Iranian police headquarters ended up getting struck, all right? And what I ended up hearing was it, like, not just a police headquarters, but also, like, a little civilian headquarters where you end up having, like, their little, like, Islam freaking enforcing jack wagons. That place ended up getting struck as well. I forget what they call them, the morality police or some crap. Yeah, whatever the heck that is. Yeah, no, she is just an anti-Semitic freaking nut job. What's going on with Candace Owens? I don't know, man. I don't even want to talk about it. It's just so stupid to me. It's just absolutely, like, I can't use the R word anymore, even though I accidentally drop it from time to time. I'm not supposed to. I got told not to do it. So we'll see what ends up happening over here. All right. So here's just some crap burning over inside Tehran. You guys know they've been dropping bombs on them freaking 24/7, like pretty much nonstop. They got different waves. You can see it all the way up in the mountainside. This could be, it's hard to tell because there wasn't an exact location that ended up giving them this video, but it could be that same missile site that I ended up having up on the screen earlier. The smoke, the terrain, everything looks pretty dang similar to that of what they could have been striking. Yeah, we're just going to go off on that. Israeli Air Force ended up putting out some stats and figures for how many planes they've been using and how many ended up, you know, getting refueling and all the other crap. But I don't think anybody really cares about that unless you guys just want to hear like some Peter Puffin stuff. I don't think that's what you're here for. I think a lot of you guys just want to see some of these strikes. This is over inside of Tehran. Again, airstrikes just been raining in all day. People are calling for the MOP to be dropped over in the comment section. Of course you guys want to see the MOP drop, man. It's just, it's probably not going to happen. All right. So, yep. Here's some more strikes coming in from downtown Tehran. Now, some of these strikes I ended up seeing over inside of Tehran today, all right, absolutely look like, hey, shh, silence, I said. Some of these strikes absolutely look like you had the Israeli Air Force that was hunting for bunkers and several other things. Khamenei did come out and make several statements, all right? So Khamenei is alive. Just so you guys know, if you guys don't know who Khamenei is, he's the Ayatollah. He's the one that basically leads the entire dang country, despite the fact that there's president and all this other BS. They basically are just political, like, I don't even say they're political figures, they don't hold anything, but they're worthless. Hi, Desert Marine says, don't forget, Matt, we like to fight regardless. Yeah, dude, I don't blame you guys. If it was up to me, dude, I would cut the frickin' Marines loose just to chew on frickin' child molesters here in the United States. Like, seriously, just to keep you guys frickin', like, pacified for the time being and then let you guys go off and go, you know, go do frickin' jarhead things. Like, that's, if it was Matt's take, that's what I would end up doing. So, I just want to throw that out there. More videos from Tehran. Yeah, more videos from Tehran. The place has just been getting freaking throttled. I mean, absolutely throttled. Everything around Tehran, I can just show you video after video after video. Tehran basically just has constant new smoke plumes that are freaking rising from all of these different airstrikes. It's almost too many for me to keep up with and track. It's just blowing my damn mind. So the question I think is on everybody's mind is, when the hell is the U.S. going to get involved? Donald Trump's not saying, he's just not. And I think even if he had the information for when the U.S. is going to get involved, he sure shit isn't going to tell us. I think he is going to continue to sit there and mislead everybody. That way they're surprised. And truthfully, it's how it should go. For the U.S. service members that are involved in this, I just pray that he keeps that up. Jacob Neighbor coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Rob Bertram was the one that ended up coming in before him, gifting out 10. Richard Reed says, Matt, do you think Putin is tripping about his air defense so easily? Yeah, I think Putin's being embarrassed right now. You know, giving those S-300s and S-400s, allegedly, over to Iran, all right? That's a big freaking embarrassment that all this crap is getting taken out. But you also got to remember, all right, maybe they would have worked if Mossad wasn't on the ground. We don't know that Mossad didn't go over and target the S-400s first to make sure that the F-35s didn't get hit that were being used inside of these strikes. Those little minute details make a huge difference in how it goes down. Everybody is assuming that the S-400s and the S-300s allegedly over inside of Iran, all right, is assuming that they just didn't do their job or that the F-35 somehow bested them. And maybe they did. But there's a big chance also that they didn't. If Mossad was actually over there, those are the types of things that they should have been looking for and knocking out ahead of time. BBG coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships tonight. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I don't like fighting. God is love. Yeah, well, even God flooded the earth when he felt that it was just too dang evil. Just going to throw that out there. I don't know why. I think people forgot that the book of Genesis, like all that freaking crap actually exists. Anyways. Massive explosions over in Karaj near the Caspian Sea. Those ended up coming out today as well. It just seems like the entire place was just lit on freaking fire. It was just nonstop today, almost to the point where I don't even know, ladies and gentlemen. I got to the point today of watching crap blow up that I was just like, meh, yeah, that's not a very big strike. I'm just going to brush that one off, or I'm not going to 100% be able to confirm that. MOP, 30,000 pounds. Yeah, man, that sucker's huge. It's absolutely huge. There's different reports, you know, it's weird on that sucker, but there's different reports on like how deep it can strike, how much concrete it can go through. I've heard people claiming that there's over like 50 meters worth of reinforced concrete over the top of Verdun, and there's absolutely no way that anything's going to end up getting through that. So we're gonna have to do all this other crap. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all BS until it actually goes down. People don't technically know. That's Matt's opinion. That's what I'm telling you. and an Israeli drone, Hermes 900. Finally, Iran got something right. Check this out. You guys want to see Iran get something right? Here is finally something that Iran got right. They ended up shooting down an Israeli drone today. I'm just going to let this video play in the background. Kyle Cox says, hear me out, fiber optic FPV with a football nuke. Dude, I'm down for it. I'm down to nuke Iran. They want to play games. They want to, like, claim that they've, like, they're putting nukes together. They want to freaking, you know, like, scream death to America. Cool, man. Let's just punch them in the face and then kick them in the nuts after they fall over and walk away. MT says, Candace apologized to Muslims for 9/11. Not sure why anyone takes her seriously. Yeah, dude, I don't know either, man. I really don't. I wish I could tell you. Tom Bones, let's show some love and drop some manners in the chat, or from in the chat from Maya, who's in the house tonight. Thoughts and prayers go out to you in Israel. Yeah, Maya's been putting in some work over there, man. You gotta admit, this is the one thing about Israel, whether you love it or hate it, is like the amount of pride and the amount of, I don't even know how to say it. Talking to her and hearing how quickly she picked up the phone and answered to go directly back to Israel when she got called up in order to do it. And within a week, she's digging through the rubble, taking care of people and doing her job, is very, very humbling. It's very, very humbling. Like, she is a hell of a human being, ladies and gentlemen, really. And I hope you guys all get to meet somebody like that at some point in your life. With that, it's been a long week for me, guys. I got, for the first night, finally got about 6 hours of sleep. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off tonight. I'm going to take a break while the getting's good. I appreciate all the love that's coming down in the chat. I'm going to take a break while I can. All right. I'm going to go enjoy some sleep. I'm going to take a nice hot shower and I'm going to relax. That's what I'm going to do until I see you guys tomorrow morning. And that is unless we end up freaking launching our dang strike, because tonight would be the